Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kelly Harris. I'd like to thank you all for calling in to Walking in the Footsteps of Jesus Ministries, Radio Episode 79. Welcome, my friends. I'm always glad you could call in. Those who have downloaded this program or listened to the podcast of this sermon later on, I welcome you as well. Before we begin, let us all pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for tonight. Let the words you want your servant to teach tonight touch someone who is out there who are seeking answers that you need, Lord Jesus Christ. For we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Tonight, my friends, we'll be reading in Mark chapter 5, so we'll be reading verses 1 through 20. Let us begin. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man who had his dwelling among the tomb, and no one can bind him, not even his chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you, by God, that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding near the mountain. And all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. Now those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been deemed possessed and had legion sitting clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been deemed possessed, and about the swine. Then they began to plead with Jesus to depart from the region. And when he had got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has compassion on you." And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him. All were marveled. Amen to this. You see, my friends, we in the Western world have trouble understanding the supernatural world. We've been so convinced of science, and if someone is demon-possessed, we give them a pill and hope that they'll have a right straight of mind again. But there is demon possession out there. People who live in third world countries believe this because they don't have enough science in life, and they believe in demon possession. However, they also believe in God killing as well. In those countries, they let people testimony about people being risen from the dead in the name of Jesus. And they can tell you the powers of black magic that the demons do to people. Do demons possess people on the Western world? Yes, they do. But many times we may judge that person as being crazy or something else. And we give them a pill to solve a problem, which they won't really need is someone to come up to them and tell them in the name of Jesus those demons need to depart. The man in the story that we just read had how many demons in him? Thousands or 2,000 demons inside of him? That's a lot of demons in him. And you can imagine the torment they brought to him. Think about it, my friend. Demons are crazy. For one thing, you would have to be crazy to rebel against God in the first place because they saw God's light when God created them when there were angels living in heaven. And once upon a time, those angels worship God. And yet, if you think about it, if these demons aren't rational, why, when they possess a man or a woman, does that person go crazy, act terrible, act weird? Because those demons are that way. And they're controlling that person's mind. That's how it happens. Those demons don't think logically because they're evil. You get what I mean? And if you notice, those demons recognize Jesus' authority. They came to bow down to him and begged him not to cast them out because they knew they couldn't do nothing about it. And pleaded for the swine to be put into the swine because they had no control. They had to go into some kind of body to live in. Even the swine was good enough for them to live in. And yet those swine chose death and having those demonic forces live within them. If you notice what this man did, he used to cut himself. And you see many people, young people, maybe even old people, cut themselves today. They too could be being tormented by demonic forces. Why would you want to cut yourself? Is there any logical reason why you would want to cut yourself? Because those demons are giving you low self-esteem, aren't they? And that's exactly what they're doing to that person. Giving them low self-esteem that they cut their own body. We don't know how this man had demon possessed. Many things in his life could have happened. He could have dabbled into the occult, which is quite possible because the only people who knew who God was in the first century were the Jews. So it's possible that he was a pagan worshiper or a Jew who began following pagan rituals and doing all pagan things that welcomed the demons to come into him. We see pagan rituals today, people who dabble into the occult, who have Ouija boards, who claim they can talk to dead people, who claim they can talk to dead relatives. And yet, people are fooled by it because it seems that the mediums have the answer and they talk to these so-called dead people. But remember, these demons are spiritual people. They knew who your grandfather was. They knew who your grandmother was. They knew about your whole life past. So it's easy for them to fool you through a medium to reveal things that you and probably that person you knew know. Fooled by these mediums to tell you, well, I don't care what the Bible says, this is what we're going to do. A clear rejection of God's word when someone says, I don't care what the Bible says. And you, foolishly enough, follow that, even though you may have been taught the correct word of the Lord. You knew at one time that falling away from God's word meant death, that you meant, it also meant opening the door to demonic forces to come into your life. And you knew this, that you were fooled by someone who told you this. A close friend, or maybe a relative told you, I don't care what the Bible says. Listen to me because I have the answers because I'm talking to dead people. Praying for them and saying, demons depart from your friends, you went along with them and have turned away from God yourself. And you're wondering why in your life you're having trouble. Why is there anxiety in your life? Because the demons are attacking you because now you walked away from the Lord. My friend, you need to come back to your first love, who is Jesus Christ. Turn away from what your so-called friend told you to believe. Your friend walked away from the Lord a long time ago. Can your friend come back to the Lord herself or himself? Yes. But if they choose not to, why are you listening to that friend who cannot bring you salvation, who cannot bring you to the Lord, who will carry you away from your family? Why go follow that person when they're teaching you a wrong doctrine that it's from the devil? The devil could try to trick you in any way. You may be prideful right now, like, they can't trick me, but yet you're letting them trick you by falling away from the Lord, by following a friend who's telling you different things, that it's okay to be a medium, it's okay to follow witchcraft, and all this other stuff that is out there, but it's not okay. It's best to remove that friend from your life and follow the Lord Jesus Christ because those demons, once they get a hold of you, they will torment you. You don't want to be tormented. Have faith in Christ Jesus and walk with him. Do not let any demonic forces tear you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And for anyone out there who is practicing witchcraft or talking to the dead, if you want to come to the Lord, I say in the name of Jesus, demons be gone from your life. Because those demons cannot bring you happiness, only sadness. But for the medium out there, you may be having personal problems in your life right now. Things in your life may not be going right. Well, where are those forces out there who are your friends? How come they're not helping you out? You know why they're not helping you out? Because they're the ones that are causing the trouble in your life. Those demonic forces who you befriended, they're the ones that are causing you to add the problems that you're having in your life right now. Like we saw in the scripture about this man who had legion living within him. He was tormented, was he not now? He cut himself. He was so irrational that chains could not even hold him. He was a danger to the community that he lived in. But yet, Jesus freed him. He freed him from those demons who held him captive. And only Jesus Christ can free anyone from demonic possession. Those demons aren't your friends. If they were, Why are you so angry at the world? Why are you being tormented by the world? Why are there personal problems in your life? If they gave you such special powers, you think you'd be protected, correct? Because they're the ones that are causing all the problems. So because demons and the devil have caused problems for the unrighteous and the righteous for many years. But through Jesus Christ, we know our Lord walks through the fire with us once the enemy attacks us. And we know by the end of the day that the trouble will eventually be going away, that the Lord will get us out of the trouble that we're in, and peace will resume in our life. But you who follow these demonic forces out there, can it be said the same for you? Do you still feel miserable, angry at the world, that things are not going your way in your life? All because Satan told you that it was okay to do this, that following his way was okay. So let's reject the Bible. Let us all reject God's word and follow what's in our heart, and give these so-called powers that Satan may give you a chance to grow in your heart. What you find is disaster, hatred, paranoia. Aleister Crowley, who promoted devil worship, paranoid. He shaved all his hair off and cut all his fingernails off and burnt them. You want to know why he did that? He did it because he felt that one of his fellow Satan worshippers would get a piece of his hair or his fingernail and put a curse on him. Now you would think, if he was a devil worshipper and followed Satan and did everything Satan wanted you to do, that as a Satan worshipper, a fellow Satan worshipper, which would try to put a curse on you, you would believe your friend the devil would protect you. Wouldn't you think so? Obviously, Aleister Crowley didn't think so. But what I'm saying is, my friend, when you dabble into the occult where Satan is, where his demons are, you have no idea what you're getting yourself in for. Because what you're getting yourself in for is a supernatural evil that's going to curse your life. You're going to be so paranoid that you would burn your hair, cutting it off, or burn your fingernails for fear that you'd be have a curse put on you. Deep down, you understand. Sure, Satan wants you to follow him, but he's not faithful to you. He shows no love for you. So, in the world that he wants, you may be the biggest follower of his as far as you want to go, but hey, if someone puts a curse on you, it falls like curse through, supernaturally, and they'll cause things to attack you. Following Jesus Christ, does this happen? Of course not. But if a fellow Christian were to come after you in prayer to God and accuse you falsely by attacking you to God, and they pray a horrible prayer against you for bad things to happen, God's not going to answer that prayer because God's going to rebuke that person for you praying to him for that prayer. For Jesus Christ told you and I to love one another. We shouldn't be having fights with each other, and we shouldn't be praying bad things against a fellow brother or sister in Jesus. By loving each other, we pray for each other. We pray for each other, even when the enemy attacks us. We pray for Jesus to bless us, to bless one another, so we may grow with one another in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's what we do. But for a devil worshiper, it's not so. Because selfishness, pride, all things that are disgusting in God's eyes is acceptable. But yet, what's acceptable is backstabbing one another, to put curses on one another. And that follows the occult. When you follow Satan and his demons that are out there, there is no salvation when you follow Satan. everything that Satan is, a liar, a backstabber, a deceiver is out there. And if you follow that, there is no salvation because you're going to get what he teaches you. And then what he teaches you is deception, backstabbing, lying about one another. That is what is out there. And that's what Satan offers you. But through Christ Jesus, there is truth. There is light. There is honesty. The Lord says it himself throughout his scriptures of the Old and New Testament that he cannot lie. So when he makes a covenant, he will not break that covenant. He will not turn on you. He will not cause someone, a fellow Christian, to put a curse upon you because fellow Christians should not be putting curses on anyone. We should be praying for one another and praying for a blessing from someone. And we should be praying for our fellow Christian to grow more deeper in the Lord Jesus Christ and understand his word more so than he did the other day. That's why I say, as fellow Christian, we should never be jealous of a fellow Christian who is growing in the Lord. Power to heal, the power to preach, the power to sing in Jesus' glory, among other things that is part of the body of Christ. We should not be jealous of them. We should be encouraging them to grow in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be like the world, because Jesus tells us do not be like the world. We may live in the world, but let's not be like the world. Let's be like Jesus himself. There might try to accuse you and I of being pious, but Jesus was never pious, was he not now? As I recall, Jesus attacked the pious religious leaders of his day, did he not now? We're supposed to be like Jesus. I don't like being called pious because pious means I'm putting pride in my life and I'm telling other people how great I am and how dirty they are. No. But once I was dirty too when I sinned, and now I walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and I am clean and I'm helping someone else be clean as well. I don't look upon them as a dirty sinner, I look at them as a person who's lost because they don't know who the Lord God is and they can have freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. And this goes for anyone who's out there. The arms of Jesus is open, that they too, they accept him, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, and be free. And that tune goes out there for anyone out there who is following the devil. By being a devil worshiper, by going into witchcraft, by going into being a medium and so-called talking to the dead, which you really are talking to demons out there. Give up those lies that Satan has told you about. You know the truth. You know you're not having fun out there. You're worried about someone putting a curse upon you. Give it up and come to Jesus. And don't live in fear and paranoia anymore. For in Christ, there is no paranoia. I'm not promising you that bad things will happen to you, but bad things happen to you. God's people in the Bible too, but when you read Scripture, why were those stories put in the Old Testament and the New? To tell you and I what the enemy may throw at you and I. In the end, God walks with us and gets us through these troubling times. Jesus walks through troubling times. You call going to the cross a great time in his life? You call being betrayed by his friends a great time in his life? You call being tortured, Sanhedrin who beat him up, and then by the Roman soldiers a great time in his life? Or how about when the soldiers put a wooden crown upon his head? You think Jesus wanted a wooden thorny crown upon his head to cut him? I don't think so. What did Jesus do? He prayed for his enemies, his forgiven father, for they know not what they do. And in the end, because of his death and his resurrection, a new covenant was made so you and I can receive freedom of the Spirit and be free from demonic Satan possessions and slavery from all time. That's what it means to be a Christian, because we've become a child of God. And being a child of God means we are free from these evil temptations. But yet, many Christians can be fooled because sometimes they don't study the Bible or put their faith in their friendship with another person so much that they believe that friend is more ethical than what the Lord Jesus Christ teaches them. But your friend isn't being ethical. You should be praying for your friend to come out of this demonic thing. Then you following your friend into that demonic thing and turn your eyes and heart away from the Lord God. Turn away from those evil things that the devil is telling you to do and come home to the Lord Jesus Christ and be with him and share in his love. For if you keep on following what your friend teaches you, demonic things, you're not going to have any happiness in your life. Paranoia will set in your life until your heart gets so hardened that you turned away from the Lord so much that you're not happy at all. The Lord will free you from any temptation, any evil that is out there that is part in your life and free you. Don't be a slave again to sin. Join and be part with the Lord and be with him. And if your friend chooses not to follow the Lord because they insisted on making their heart harden, so be it. And turn away from that friend and follow Jesus Christ, who is your Lord, who brought you freedom 2,000 years ago, so you wouldn't have to go through this terrible sin. Demonic possession is a terrible thing. And we pray for all people who are demonic possessed who want to be free from it, in the name of Jesus Christ, to be free right now, that they will feel the Holy Spirit run through their life, and never again will those demons ever possess their body again or their thoughts again, because Jesus brings you freedom from those demonic spirits who are trying to ruin your life. So if Satan was such a friend, what did he do with this man who is demonically possessed? He brought it to this man torture, the mind, no respect from his community, nothing at all. That's what Satan brought to that man. He brought him hell on earth right there. But Jesus gave him freedom. And what did this man do? He did what Jesus told him to do, is tell him the good things God had done for him. And he did so. And many people who saw how it would change this man, but Jesus' man changed as well, I would say, because when this man was demon-possessed, he was a different creature until Christ Jesus freed him from this demonic possession. And it will free you right now. If you happen to be dabbling into this, it will free you now because you do not want to be possessed by these demons no more. And it will free you in the name of Jesus to be free and walk with Jesus and be free forever from this. And walk with Jesus forever and ever. And be the child of God whom God knows you can't be. My friend's going to stop here for tonight. We'll continue on Monday night. And my friend, all I can say, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless your life. May the Lord Jesus Christ free you from any kind of demonic spirit that is out there coming at you. It could be witchcraft, could be pornography, could be anything. But in the name of Jesus Christ, you are now free from these demonic things that are taking you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. You are now a new creature in Jesus Christ, and forever you will be in your Father in Heaven's kingdom. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Good night, everybody, and may the Lord Jesus Christ bless your lives. Amen.